Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Keeneland Saturday All Stakes Pick 5 edition of the Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Kutt. Kutt is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to Kutt.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And folks, as always,
it's all good, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I got my Cuban links on.
Yes, Cuban B.
And I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oaklawn.
I'd rather be trapped than lazy. Don't care what they say, I'm gonna do what pays me.
It happens every year about this time. Weaklings act like they lost their mind. Alphas reclaim the neighborhood. Rob the sheep and all the wolves. Hey, go!
Yes, yes. Welcome. Happy Thursday to everyone. I'm going to get this published Thursday evening, so there's still enough time to say happy Thursday. But welcome to the show. Welcome to the Notorious OTB. We're having a fun week. Had El Hombre on yesterday talking the Keeneland opener with a $100 budget. Just good stuff they do at Trust the Profit. So it's always nice having, you know, guys from their stuff come over and do the show with me, go and do their stuff. We got a good understanding. We're like Canada and the United States a little bit. Not saying who's Canada. Not going to do it. Don't put me on the record like that. That's how friendships end. I'm obviously rolling solo today. Big show tomorrow. Got Nick Hines, the Sarge himself, from FanDuel TV, or TVG if you're still lame and call it TVG most of the time like me. I'm jacked about that, but you know what? I got musings today because I'm going solo. I'll tell you what I'm jacked about. Finding myself getting low-key jacked about the solar eclipse. Just a little bit. I will be in the path of totality, which sounds awesome. I don't think it's really as like awesome as it sounds. Just totality is very, it's like eternity, you know? But yeah, so it's going to get dark here in the middle of the day and I'm fucking pumped about it. It makes me think of how, you know, I'll go a really long time without going to see fireworks somewhere. And then there'll be an occasion and be like, oh yeah, let's go. I guess we could go see the fireworks. I mean, and you act like you're like too cool for fireworks and shit. Like you're like, oh yeah, I've seen these before. This isn't going to be a big deal. And then as soon as they start popping off, it's like, look at look at the majesty of these things bursting in the air. You know, you think you're too cool for it until you see it. I think that's probably what it's going to be. And I'll tell you what, I think I just might enjoy a few more adult beverages than I typically do and get Easter/Christmas drunk for this. Yeah. I only really get drunk those two days a year anymore. So I worked in the liquor industry for a lot of my adult life, and I'm just kind of fucking over drinking, you know? But I do still get smashed a couple times a year, mainly the holidays. This isn't quite a holiday, to be fair, but the sun will be blotted out for a few minutes, and that shit is wild. Especially if you watch the Y-Files on the moon. Moon is weird, man. That's what I say. Ever since I watched the episode of the Y-Files about the moon, anytime the moon comes up, that's all I can say is the moon's weird. Moon is weird, man. It might be hollow. Yeah, you heard me. You ask the dude from the Y-Files and Hecklefish. Does it rotate on its axis like every other moon out there in the universe? I'm not trying to convert anyone here. So I'll just leave it at this. Moon's weird, bruh. Moon's real weird. Speaking of getting weird, what are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about the Saturday Keeneland All Stakes Pick 5 for opening weekend. Starts race 6, includes the big one, the Derby Prep, the Bluegrass. Post time for the 6 is 3:40 Eastern Time, 2:40 Central Time. Oh, I just realized I committed a cardinal sin there. 3:40 Eastern Time, 2:40 God's Time, and 12:40 out on the specific coast. This is a really tough card. For one, it's opening weekend. You never know what you're going to get. Opening weekends, like there's weather, how much impact, there's all that stuff going on. Speaking of, you know, a lot of stuff going on, before we get into this pick five here, I mean, of course you're listening to the Notorious OTV on SGPN, but SGPN is also home to 20 plus gambling podcasts, all completely free. And this week's featured show is the MLB Gambling Podcast. Baseball's back, and so is the MLB crew for their free daily picks podcast. If you aren't already subscribed to MLB Gambling Podcast, what are you waiting for? All right. So, as I mentioned, this kicks off race 6. And it's race 6, the 7 furlong, $300,000 Commonwealth Stakes, a grade 3 on the dirt. And this was a tough opening leg, especially for me. It was an especially trying time for me personally, because my handicapping and the Thoroughgraph figures don't line up. When that happens, though, I have to go with my gut versus the sheets. And I will use the term the sheets and Thoroughgraphs interchangeably. So if you're not familiar with both terms, they just mean the same thing. Thoroughgraphs. There's a good amount of speed, and a lot of that speed is the horses that stood out on the Thoroughgraphs. And I think they might burn each other out on the front end. Two fit horses dueling seems like a prescription for a recipe for an off-pace horse. Just a thought. So I'm going to go 3 deep with my selections to hit the first run pace wave. And a couple horses that might want to come from just a little bit further off the pace. Starting with the 2, my top selection, Wico at 4-1. I mean, this is my top pick for this race because it will be the horse I anticipate to get first run on the 2 or more early speeds with the stalking trip. And plus, it's West Ward at Keeneland. It's hard to beat West Ward at Keeneland. Gets Irad in the irons. And while I don't like Irad on front runners, I love him on these kind of stalkers. So I would definitely have Irad and Wico on your ticket. Then I'm also going to have to use the 4, Raising Cane at 3-1. Colebrook gets Luis Saez up, who piloted the horse to a win last out over the Keeneland main track. If he can run back to the figures 2 or 3 back, then he's extremely competitive in this race. You know, he's had some nice focus works heading into today. I like the looks of Raising Cane, especially at that price at 3-1. Cause I think it kind of floats up. I think this is kind of like a murky little area of the morning line odds that these could go either direction. And then I'm going to use the 7. I guess it's Hear My Song. It could be Hear Me Song. It's whatever. I'm going to go with Hear My Song at 9-2. Hear My Song has never missed the exact in 4 starts at Keeneland. It's got 2 wins in 2 places. It's not like it got 1 win or, 4 places. It's just, half wins, half places. And it should run a trip similar to Wicco and Race Kane, and a horse I definitely want on my ticket. Stinson is hit at 21% this year. So while he's not a name I'm overly familiar with, he's got a great strike rate so far this year. So, and the first leg, race 7, I'm going with the 2 Wicco, 4-1, the 4 Race Kane, 3-1, the 7 Hear My Song at 9-2. And that takes us to race 7. 8 furlongs, $400,000 Appalachian Stakes, a grade 2 on the turf. And this is another race with a couple clear-cut speeds that should tire themselves out on the lead. This should fall to one of a few mid-pack closers. I'm spreading wide because these races get crazy on the turf at Keeneland, but I'm not going more than 4 deep. As I'm building this ticket and I start 3 deep and 4 deep with the more brain buster races down card, I can't go any further than that, than 4 deep here. Got to kind of cut it off somewhere. This might fall under ugly ticket construction because I settled on these horses before seeing the morning line. But as I've said, it is my resolution not to single closers anymore, to in fact spread out when I think an off pace horse wins, because sometimes it is just a matter of who gets the better trip. Let's start off with these 4 horses with a 3, Dancing Dixie at 15-1. What? I don't think the Dancing Dixie will be as far back at the first call as she was last out in the Florida Oaks by any means. And the thoroughgraphs agree with my handicapping here, as does my anticipated race shape for this on the turf. So I really like Dancing in Dixie at 15-1. Not Dancing Dixie, Dancing in Dixie. Then I use the 6, Austere, at 10-1. Austere was a stakes winner at Kentucky Downs, which, if you're keeping score at home.
Little pig boy.
Can I get the definition?
Little pig boy. He's that pathetic, dirty bitch baby mistress gets to stand on.
Yeah, I love horses that ran well at Kentucky Downs here. And I love that the it's going to get about a 4 length back mid-pack stalking trip for Austere. And it wasn't really on a track that plays well to closers, last out being the Gulfstream turf. So I think she might bounce back, not, I hope, running into the teeth of a bias. That's a really just great angle that a lot of people overlook whenever they're shipping from tracks, is what was the bias at the track where you were playing? Okay, now that apply that to the track that they're moving to. Was it bad for speed? The closers were winning and now it's good for speed. Then it's time to make an adjustment and it's time to upgrade a bunch of horses that you probably faded at the last meet on your circuit because the bias was different. Bias, I could go on for days. I got big plans to talk bias. I'm hoping to get someone who knows quite a bit about it on. We'll talk about that more when the time comes. That sounds clandestine as fuck, man. Sorry about that, guys. All right, moving on. Also using the 9. I believe that's Buchu, B-U-C-H-U. 4-1. This is a slimmer price on my ticket, and Buchu should be sitting in that same wave with Dancing and Dixie and Austere. Might have traffic trouble, as a lot of this field likes to hang out at about this distance back from the leader. But hopefully Marty Garcia can give this one a clean ride. And then last but not least, in this one, I used the number 10 Pounce at 3-1. The even more slimmer price on this ticket. And probably your most likely winner. Is it a single? No, you silly bitch. No, it is not. I've got a solution. I've got a resolution not to single this type of horse. No longer do I single these types of horse. These are the worst kinds of horses to single. You don't want this running style. I wouldn't be shocked if any of these win, including the longer odds horses on the morning line, because sometimes it's just like, how many salmon do I have to release upstream before I get one into spawn? Because they rely on other people for the pace. They're reliant on other people for clean trips, to not have traffic, to not ride into a vise, to have a hole, to have somewhere to go. So much can go wrong on a closer as opposed to what can go wrong on early speed. Well, it just doesn't quite get there. It makes its own luck. It's all about that horse's heart. And I think if that horse has the heart and I think I can single, then I can single. But I don't feel confident with any of these races. So I'm four deep there with the 3, Dancing Dixie at 15-1, the 6, Austere at 10-1, the 9, Buku at 4-1, and the 10, Pounce at 3-1. Speaking of pouncing, you need to pounce on Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes, plus tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower VIG and fully customizable odds, and you can create your own bets. Plus, Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for your money. Social features like group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. Those are the fun things that you'll get from Cut. Oh, along with rewards, because you can get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's K-U-T-T, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And of course, we're brought to you by our good friends at Underdog Fantasy. If you didn't know, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. All you got to do, pick whether your favorite player will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. And how big? You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Listen, you just got to get on there and you got to sign up. Sign up today with promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick 'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with my promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick 'em special. Must be 18 and older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. And like always, need to get a little hydration break in after that. If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain. If you like making love at midnight.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Ah, I was parched. There we go. I had to let that one just ride out too. It was a vibe. It was a vibe and it caught me. That vibe had a lot of riz. The riz wasn't sus. See, I can still talk like the youths. We're moving on. Race 8, 7 furlong, $600,000 Madison Stakes, grade one on the dirt. And I think I finally found a spot where I can focus in a little bit more and thin out my ticket. And I think I'm going to single in this leg.
I'm singing. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
That's right. I'm singling and mingling. There's plenty of early speed since it's a sprint stakes race, of course. But I do think the Keeneland is more of a speed favoring track. So I want to find the horse that I think is worth a damn that sits a close stocking first run type trip. There's one I really like here. And so here I take my stand. Simple as that.
Lord have mercy.
I'm doing it with the two, Red Carpet Ready, 7-2. That's my single. Love that I get Luis Saez on this type of mount, and I'm really enthused with the fact that this one is second off of the layoff, and it freaked in the last start. And with a step forward, Red Carpet Ready is, in my eyes, the horse to beat. I think it is the horse to beat in this race. So that made it a really simple, stone-cold single right there in the Wednesday leg, the middle leg, the hump day leg of this Keeneland all stakes pick five. Moving on, we are on to race nine, 5.5 furlongs, $350,000. The Shakertown Stakes, a grade two on the turf. If you're not familiar with the Shakertown, I think this has traditionally been a real bastard of a race. And I mean that in the endearing, you know, like the endearing way you call your friend a bastard. You know, you're like, hey, you old bastard, you know, you some bitch. That's how I mean it in the endearing way here. It's always a big full field. It's a short sprint and a little bit of chaos seems to be traditionally involved. I am not breaking this year's resolution in this race, but I will be breaking last year's resolution because there's a big-time Godolphin for Charlie Appleby coming from overseas, but it doesn't get a traditional pairing of someone like a Frankie Dettori. It doesn't get Flavien Prat. They go with Tyler Gaffalione. Okay. I mean, he's good. But I feel like if this was really live, he would have Frankie Dettori or, like, Umberto Rispoli or, hell, Johnny V up, but no, they go with Tyler Gaffalione. For real? Something about that seems off, and I'm going to let T. Gaff beat me at 9-2. That's my decision on the Charlie Appleby horse. So I will be breaking last year's resolution not to let Charlie Appleby horses beat me and not to beat my head against the wall trying to beat Charlie Appleby horses. Let's see who I used here. The two, Sousa Summer. 12-1, really like this one. Another, you know, could be another live mount for Luis Saez. The stalking trip seems to be the preferred trip for me in the sequence because that's exactly the trip I'm looking for again in this turf sprint. Sousa Summer ran a really big one on Thoroughgraph Figs, and the last out effort under Luis Saez was top notch. Has a history of shipping and firing off the layoff to win. A little bit of a distance specialist too, because this one has never missed the trifecta at the distance. It has more wins than second and thirds combined. 7 times run at the distance, 4 wins, 2 places, 1/3. Always a little bit top heavy when talked about hitting the trifecta. Then I'm going to use the 4, Beer Can Man, at 8-1. And this is another Thoroughgraph Sheets play here. Which, if you listen to what I just said about using the term Thoroughgraph and Sheets interchangeably, then you would know that what I just did was redundant. That's like me saying the Department of Redundancy Department. Another Sheets play and another pace play per my handicapping. And I really like when my stuff ends up jiving with Thoroughgraph stuff. Been out of the West Coast and might respond to the different turf back east. And has hit the trifecta in 1 of 2 starts at distance. Plus, this has a nice slow workout coming into this race. I do not like to see bullets. I like to see these easy little maintenance works, little maintenance moves. And then the next God, number 11, Coppola at 6-1. Oh man, it's been so long since I've gotten to say this, but hail the mighty Deltar, praise be to He. That's right, I said, hail the mighty Deltar, praise be to He. Huzzah. Another one that really fits on the third graphs and gets the first run style, you know, might benefit from getting the wide stalking trip here. So excited to finally pick another Dale Roman's horse again. It's been so long. It's been so long, it feels, since I've picked a Dale Roman's horse, but here we are. I'm on it. Now, here we go. On to the big one. The one where we hope to make the kind of generational wealth and the payout leg that allows us to speak to the help like this.
Hey, on, don't rub on that. You block that. You understand? That's alpaca. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit. Right. You don't rub on. Put the club soda on there.
That lets us be so bougie that we can be like this.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around. With your broke ass.
Time to get paid. Blow up like the World Trade.
That's right. It's the payoff leg. Race 10, 9 furlongs, $1 million bluegrass stakes, a grade one on the dirt. These are the big boy races because these are one of the last chances to get into the Kentucky Derby gate in this part of the country. The bluegrass stakes is one of the big points races, and maybe a new contender announces himself in this spot. There's a horse that third graph figures really loves, but it's got big question marks on the horse. If you know, maybe it can repeat what it did on a wet tracks on a fast track. That's the question. Plus, the horse in question will be trying a fast track for the first time, going more than one turn for the first time, and trying the extended distance of a whole extra furlong. Oh yeah, for the first time. So for those reasons, I'm out on the Thoroughgraph Freak performance of a, you know, of just a touch, which is one of the Brad Cox horses here in the race. Just a touch has two career races under its belt. First at Fairgrounds, romped one for fun in a 6-furlong sloppy race. Then they ship it up, put it in the Gotham, run second to a super game deterministic. Got hung plenty wide, so I get it. The third graph figures are freakish. They're about 4 points better than everybody else in this field. But are they a little too freakish? Is he being flattered a little bit by the off track? This horse hasn't run for me on a fast track yet, so I'd like to see what it can do in a race before I tout this one as being the second coming in the winner, just because it has a good, you know, third graph figure. So that's enough shitting on that horse. So who do I like? I'm hoping to spring an upset here with a few prices and I think a logical favorite. The first one is a big price. It's a big price. It is the 7 Latlong at 30-1. I think that Latlong should get a good stalking trip. The risk is that he gets hung out wide and has to cover more ground in the race. But if he gets some racing luck, then I think this one is very live at a huge price. Toss out just a touch, and this one is plenty fast on third graph figs and runs about what the rest of the field runs. Even if the, you know, even on Briz figures, the speed figures were, you know, at the field average, if not a little bit above. That's mirrored in the third graph figures. Don't count out Latlong for hitting the board here. With a match this even with this horse that has a pace set up, 30-1, don't be surprised if this horse is in the board or in the superfecta somewhere. So if you're building your horizontals, or sorry, your vertical wagers, your trifectas, your superfectas, don't overlook Latlong. This one is the logical favorite. It's the 10 Sierra Leone at 12-1. Listen, Sierra Leone absolutely freaked last out at Fairgrounds in a, you know, step up or matching that performance. And this horse could freak again in the bluegrass. He's got a win over Fast Dirt and going two turns. So I do show this one favoritism over the Brad Cox Thoroughgraph Freak that was at 7-2. this will have the pace to run into. So if he can put together another race, he's just as likely to win in a wide open field. It's also the horse wants to come from a little bit further off the pace. I'll tell you what, I got some track stats from Matthew DeSantis regarding these races, the Ashland and the Keeneland and the Bluegrass. And it showed that in these races, horses seem to actually, even though it's a speed favoring track, horses come from a little bit off the pace here. So that could be Sierra Leone in this year's field. And last but not least on the ticket, the last horse to make it, it's the other Cox, the 11 Encino, 12-1. So here's the deal. Just in all areas of life, not just horse racing, it's the other Cox that's really the Cox you need to worry about in the world. Don't let the other Cox, who's not doing a bunch of things for the first time, sneak up on you here. This one won the John Battaglia. It's never done anything wrong in its past performances, and I love these kinds of horses that have steadily improved each time out. And I think this one is a player at a price, and we could get the fancy upset with the Battaglia winner and the win from the other Cox, from the hot Cox, Brad Cox, at 12-1. That's it. That's all five legs. Let me recap my ticket for you here. First leg, race 6, we were 2-4-7. Second leg, race 7, 3-6-9-10. Third leg, race 8, singled to the 2. Fourth leg, race 9, 2-4-11. And then a 3 deep in the last leg, the 10th, the Bluegrass, 7-10-11 to Latlong, Sierra Leone, and Encino. That's a $54 ticket at the 50-cent base. Is that more than I usually invest into these sort of tickets in my episodes? Yeah. Yeah, that's more. That'd be on the higher side of prices. Very rarely, I don't think I've ever had more than one, you know, over $100 ticket. These $54 tickets seem a little bit more likely, but I'm also branching out. I don't practice track monogamy anymore. I have the swinging lifestyle where I, you know, play multiple tracks. I talk about multiple tracks to people, you know? Yeah. That's what I'm into. No big deal. What we got to go on tomorrow? Tomorrow, like I said, I've got Sarge himself, Nick Hines, joining me on the show to talk ponies, specifically the Wood Memorial card. So check it out. Can't wait to see you for more Notorious OTV, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We'll see you tomorrow.